So you can put it down. We need your voice. Oh, okay, you can give us my voice. Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, so we're talking about whether
We're
all
all
men are
sinners.
sinners.
Yeah,
Yes.
for them.
So Bible says that through Adam, sin entered the
Romans
world.
5:12.
Yes, we're all sinners.
Romans three twenty-three. Yeah.
Every man is born a sinner.
Romans six
So
twenty-three.
the Bible says that Levi paid tithes from the loins of Abraham. So that means that it is not sin is not what you do, it is a nature. So I
It's
think
more of like an inheritance.
yes,
Yeah.
whether you like it or not, I think Joshua was saying something about you have to do something first. I don't know if I got it right, but that's how it works. Because I think we've seen memes that circulate about how come I'm inheriting Adam's sin when I know nothing about what it did, but that's just the way it is. A good example is, for instance, say a baking pan that has a dent. It doesn't matter how good the flour is. Whatever you use that baking pan to bake automatically has a dent. And that's the way it works. Because we're all in the loins of Adam when he sinned. Everyone is a sinner. And I don't know about the part of babies who people who died as babies. I really don't know about that. But I just know that every man is a sinner.
So
Based on what Adam did.
I think another question I will have, yes, please. Give me like two. I think another question I'll ask for that is what is as we I'm not supporting anybody, but I want
Yeah,
to look at this
of
together.
course, I get it.
So another question I'll have for what he said, he said if we all inherit sin because we are from Adam, so why can't we inherit salvation? Why is salvation not an inheritance? Because
Look,
my parents are post-Christians.
you cannot inherit salvation.
Or we can inherit sin.
Yes, but you can inherit sin.
We tried to go high. You can't come to see that
All right,
first.
okay, yeah, I get it, but wait.
Everybody's allowed
Before
to
I
come.
get to that, let me also clarify the one about the woman's seed. So,
All right.
naturally, I'm not a science student. Naturally, from
Wow.
what I know,
Ah, God forbid you never be a science tech in Jesus' name.
amen.
Amen. Shout amen. Oh. Wow, you're speechless.
So, the man is the one who carries the seed. But in Genesis 3:15, God explicitly said that it is the woman's seed that's going to bruise the head of the devil. And so for the first time ever, God bypasses the man. And so Mary's seed was not corrupted because the woman is not even supposed to be the one carrying the seed in the first place. Jesus' birth was miraculous because even though he was fully human, he was also fully God. So we cannot use Jesus' birth as a standard to judge every other baby. It was a miracle. Mary did not know any man, yet she gave birth to a baby. So that is that. And then when you say that, if we automatically inherit sin, why can we not?
I'm not sure. I asked the question.
Yeah, okay, you're asking that if we automatically inherit sin,
Yeah.
why can we not automatically inherit
Salvation.
salvation? It's something I've never really thought of or studied about before. But I think that God has made it very clear in his relationship with man that he doesn't want a love that is coerced. He doesn't want us to love him, as I said, from a place of responsibility or duty. There's always the place of choice. That's why man has free will in the first place.
Well, I have a question as regards man not inheriting salvation. From 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Ah! Now, in verse 20, 14, it says, "But for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, else were your children unclean, for now are they good." What do we say about that text?
All right, yeah, Paul is addressing the Corinthian church.
But it's so big.
It
Yeah.
is very contextual.
I love what you are doing
You
there, yeah?
cannot pick what Paul is saying here
Out of
and
context.
stand that, yes, and take it out of context. This is contextual. It's just like an example now. It's just like a Christian woman. If you want to go this route, if you want to use this scripture, so a Christian woman now marries a Muslim man. A Muslim man and a Muslim woman get married, and the woman gets converted, and you now say that okay, because they're a couple, the man is automatically converted.
But who said that the unbelieving man is sanctified? And woman,
that's so why much. I am telling you that this place is contextual. And you know it. And you know it. He was addressing specific issues. The Corinthians letter are very, everything Paul addressed it specifically.
Yeah,
I think that.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's clap for her. Okay, so Tintopay and then Karim and Victor back this side again. Yes, this is amazing. This is, I tell you, when you put out, like I put out there, like, God, let's finish our series here. Tintopay, you can go.
I don't, it's not like I want to explain anything, like, I just have a question on what you said, because, like, a bit confusing to me. So, I understand that, okay, we're trying to read things in context, and you are mentioning that, oh, it's contextual, it's particular to the Corinthian church. So are you saying something that is pertaining to sanctification and the nature of the particular person that was addressed there was addressed to just a specific kind of people and does not apply to mankind?
Yeah, you can listen, Michael. You hear your voice around
okay,
your...
What principle or law have you seen in the Corinthian letter that you... Can you just point out something from the Corinthian letter that you feel like you want to apply as a Christian? What you're saying now is that... Am I trying to say that when you are reading Corinthian letter, maybe Paul is talking about love your neighbors. Am I trying to say that that's contextual? That it's only the Corinthian people that should love their neighbors. That's what you're saying, right? Now, apart from this scripture that I mentioned, show me another part. Give me another thing that Paul addressed in Corinthians that you feel like you want to use as a Christian.
What about love?
Of course, that's...
First Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind.
Thank you so much for that. So thank you so much for that. That now is universal. And I know that it might sound confusing to you, because what I'm saying is that that First Corinthians 13 is for everybody. But all of a sudden, this one is not just for everybody. But that's just where scripture is. Like, he was addressing a specific issue. Now, the Corinthians are idol worshippers. And when some of them say it became a problem. For instance, they're all idol worshippers. There's a couple, there's an idol worshipping couple. And one of them is now a Christian. The other one is still idol worshipping. And what they wanted to do then was to separate from their partners, because now I'm a Christian, is an idol worshipper. So what Paul was doing there was addressing that specific issue that they have. And why I'm saying that one is contextual now is because now we have Jesus Christ. It is clear, if you marry an unbeliever now, you know what you are doing. But they didn't know. Do you guess? Christianity was new to them.
I'm lying. Yeah, you can continue, yeah. Kiona used the microphone.
Okay, so I think what she was trying to say is that now you as a believer, now you now say, oh, I want to marry an unbeliever, now that you have the knowledge and you know that you are not supposed to get married to an unbeliever. And that she was trying to say that, oh, you know what you're doing.
Already married.
But we still have people nowadays that they were unbelievers before they got married. And then when they got married, it could probably be that it was only the wife that got saved and the husband was not saved. So I think we can still use, I don't think, we can still use it in, even now. Yes.
So what is this say is that if the wife is a Christian and the husband is an idol worshipper, the salvation becomes sort of like Wi-Fi, so the hotspot of the wife is on for the man, and automatically.
Password is Christian.
Is that what you're trying to say now? No, because you said we can still use it. So is that what you want us to use? Okay. Apologies. But you look like you are still confused though. So maybe someone else should explain apologies for coming.
No, so like there's like an immediate context to the book and there is the broader context to it. So the book was not written to you, it was written for you. So whilst we cannot explicitly take the words as it is, they have a greater context when we look at it in applications. However, I'll leave it for us to keep talking and I'll drop my wisdom nuggets. All right, so someone, Karim. Okay, Karim, are you talking about the original sin or as regards original sin? Both. Okay, do you have something to say very quick? Okay, so Karim, then you. All right, you still have something to say, Abby?
Talking about the conversation around both.
You are leaving. Why are you going? Don't go down. We need to finish this session. Please don't go. So we can finish it and address it together. Kuma cannot drop bomb on us.
The context around that post for internal level, because it was time I was studying and I got there and I was like, wait, is this salvation? Like, what is that post?
Yeah. But it says and that you can be holy.
Yeah, I realized that.
Also saying that one.
I realized that it's a Old Testament thing. It's more of people saying, because we know that in the Old Testament, when you say you are sanctified, it means that you are ceremonially, it doesn't mean that your heart is changed, it doesn't mean that anything affected your heart physically. So when you're talking about all of that, it's not saying that, how do I do this? I'm trying to be careful, but it's not saying that the children are saved vividly, it's just saying that. Their lives are better small. It's not saying, it's not talking about their spirit being seen and all of that. You're talking about them being maybe like the influence, basically. I don't know how best to put it. It's in my head, but I just know that it's a Old Testament team and it's not talking about.
So, Paul is not referring to. Okay, so we are deducing here, right? That's what we are doing. It's like a deducing.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm just saying that.
Ah, this is like a deduction. Oh my, I'm going to pay attention. This is first. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it's not talking about them. The children are not saved because like no, we're not getting to the point of water baptism. But at least there was a time that.
So we are still going to water baptism. Don't let us jump. Even yeah. Baptism is going to cause a lot of problems now.
Yeah.
So I don't just jump to that water. Isn't it because?
Because
let me know. They used to baptize kids. Is that what you're going to?
Yeah, because I was going to talk about baptism and baptism of kids. Because if the person is baptized,
it's like baptism, we wrote it here too. Infant baptism, they used to baptize children.
Yeah, and then for the other question that we are
facing, so that carry my room over the time swimming pool. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll share something that I heard this book say that I didn't agree with. Okay, when we get to the point of infant baptism and all of that, and then yeah, that aside, we're talking about original sin, and so I think I tilt more towards believing than the
we are all sinners.
That because it's complicated again.
I want to try the premise.
Yeah, we are depraved.
And that's like the first point of Calvin.
Yeah, because yeah. I don't know if me and Calvin, we have. I agree on some points, and then
For people who don't know, Calvin is. So, in salvation, we've talked about Calvinism before now, but I deliberately removed it today. Calvin is the guy who said that God is the one who chooses people that are going to be saved. Yeah. And Calvin is the one. Who says the original sin, which we are also going to, it's this type of Calvin, because he also stated that we are all totally, there's the acronym for it, it's called TULIP, TULIP, total depravity, total depravity, unlimited, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints, that's eternal salvation. So Calvin believes in eternal salvation. The other guy, on the other hand, believes that man is not, but we'll talk about that, but he doesn't believe in eternal salvation. Interesting people. Yeah, thank you, Kari. So, okay.
Yeah, so I was going to say that we cannot, it's not reasonable to say, I'm sorry, it's reasonable, but if we're going to consider it from, let's say, biblical logic, yeah, we cannot say that it's the same way that sin is passed from mother to, from parent to child, that it can pass from parent to child, that it can be passed from the person that is born again, the person that is saved to another child. Number one, it's not the only thing experience, it's not a physical experience.
So salvation can't be passed?
Yes.
So this is not your genetics?
Yes.
So if salvation comes to solve the problem of sin, how come sin can be passed by genetics?
Now, what happens is that, we are, like, what happens is when we get saved is spiritual, like, sin.
But the effect of sin too.
We
are sinners spiritually, not physically.
Yeah, we are sinners spiritually. But then, like I said, but there was a time that I think I watched the Pastor Aaron video.
Yeah.
And then I saw the argument on original sin.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing is meant to be saved, you know. Then I started thinking, at some point, I didn't get any conclusion, but I think I still was believing that, because when you look through scriptures, you see instances where, let's say when David's child dies, the son from Bathsheba, David says, I'll meet this child
in heaven.
So I believe that we have something like an age. It's about for something.
Recognizing left from right, good from evil.
There's still about free will, but before you can exercise free will, you have to be a person that's mentally unstable from childhood.
I will get to those ones again.
Yeah, because
it's not going to everywhere.
Because the conclusion of this thing is that,
remember what we are saying, sociology is not the ticket of what to heaven, it's not escapology.
Yeah, right. So I think the conclusion of this region, this when I think about one of them, because I think the Lord,
we are all sinners.
Yeah, is that number one is that God is just.
Mm-hmm.
But then I believe that it's possible that we are all sinners, but I think Thomas being more that we don't become sinners by birth. Like maybe
we choose to be sinners.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'll just put it your dog.
Say that every child is a tabula rasa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people don't know what tabula rasa
means.
And you study it on me, I'll be. Okay, half an hour. What did you do with students?
They need to do with students. So, because again, you look at scriptures. I mean, I was talking about the part of stone and rain. God was saying that.
That's from right.
Yeah, those that were not entitled to
the one.
Those that discerned that what they were doing was.
So,
in my opinion, before God can, God is just. Yeah, before God can punish someone for
sin. The person has to recognize.
Yeah, the person has to recognize that. So, it is possible that the person is born the sin and then God starts to account when the person can recognize that. And the sinner.
Alright. So yeah. Awesome. You raised the answer. Babla Rasa. That just sounds like pounds.
So I won't stop on
Babla Rasa and Fabla.
No, that is me.
Yes, sir, you can see. What's your name by the way? Samuel. Hi Samuel. Do you know my name? Okay, my name is Osanova. Osanova is my name. Tony is my name. Sorry, it's nice to meet you. Have you ever read any of our materials before? How has it been to you? That you're trying to reach.
Yeah,
it's not the Samaritan. I know the Samaritan.
I thought it was Dr. Anil.
Alright, yeah.
And so, you mentioned something that I would like to build upon. The fact that it was ceremonial. That's according to the Old Testament.
So you need to put the mic so that your voice sounds like your voice hits when it's rapid.
Sorry. So in the Old Testament, before you could access the tabernacle and all of that, before you could enter the temple, you have to be ceremonially clean. So, and there are offerings that you have to carry out. So yeah, now, Paul was deviating from that theology that if you have an unbelieving wife or an unbelieving husband, you don't have to carry out any ceremonial offerings. All you have to do is just that
a member of family devotes themselves to God as an offering. So when they devote themselves to God, their family are able to ceremonially enter into the temple to worship God.
So all of them can come to church to worship.
Exactly. That was it.
So it's like coming together in church. That's the sanctification stuff, right?
That was it then. And I want to mention something about
original sin.
Yeah. So I read Watchman a lot. And what did you
do? You Bristly.
Watchman.
I hate Bristly.
So what it teaches is that you have the nature of sin.
You are born with the nature of
sin. And you have the natural propensity to sin.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that you have the
I have a question. How do you? You said you have a natural. Is it that there's just something in you that wants to do bad?
Yes, it's just like yes. That is why you have a key for sin. That's why you have a key to stealing. Nobody teaches them. As a tendency.
And some of them they've been watching their Bible books very fast.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it stands like that. That we all have the natural tendency.
Yeah,
the
inclination.
That when we are presented the opportunity to see you, but see.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea about Jesus Christ and him not being a biological father is that we all our humanity is derived from Adam. And Jesus' humanity was not derived from Adam. That was why the Bible fought in the second Adam. Because Adam was not created as a man that sinned. God didn't create him as a sinful man. So that was God's standard. And when Adam fell, we all came from the loins of Adam. Adam had he was a sinner. So everybody came. All of us were derived from Adam. And we were derived as sinners, the nature of sin, the natural propensity to sin. And that was why, even though Jesus Christ was a man, he was not derived from Adam. And that was why he didn't have the nature of sin, even though he was tempted. Just what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that all of us. I'm saying that all of us on earth now, we were derived from Adam. And that's the reason why we have original sin. Because of the fact that our humanity is derived from Adam. But Jesus Christ's humanity was not derived from Adam. It was fully God. It was God's perfect identity, God's perfect concept of what humanity should be like, without sin, without blemish, only preaching. So that was why Jesus Christ, even though he didn't have a biological father, did not. So the question is not about whether he had a biological father or not. The question was that he was not the derivative of Adam's sin, Adam's humanity. That's what it is.
All right. Now, Jesus is also called an Adam.
Yes, second Adam.
And the last Adam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Alright, so
what's your name? I'm so sorry. Where's Joanna? Fumi, Fumi.
From what you said, let me first start with Karim. So Karim, when you were trying to explain the first Corinthians 7, it's like you were trying to find the words. So I have something I want to pass through to you to see if that's what you mean. So the idea of having an unbeliever as a husband, for example, and then the wife became a believer, and then that sanctification for the children, in my head is working more like there's now the possibility that the lives of those children can be channeled in another direction. Because now you have a wife that has become a believer. Now, the husband and the wife were unbelievers before, right? And it's the way the parents know, that's how they will train the children, right? So there's a very high possibility that those children will also be what, unbelievers, unless there's like a special intervention, do you understand? But then now the wife now becomes, or the husband becomes a believer. So now there's not the possibility, it's not a 50-50 chance. There's a possibility that you will be channeled in child's life to either becoming or to now, or it increases the chances that the children now become believers. Is that what you mean?
That's
not a people,
that is
not interesting.
I think
that
will be answered.
Alright, so for me, you have something to say
there. Yeah, I want to ask a question. So you mentioned that we all came from the loins of Adam and all of that, but I think we're also forgetting the fact that Eve was also in the picture.
Yeah.
And she was also part of the fallen man.
So that's the question I'm trying. You guys are being patriarchal. That's the spiritual key that is in your head. Is Eve not part of Adam?
So all the seed, everybody that came in that line, if one thing is wrong, like
the argument is, if the wrong God just then.
No, but what? Since God took out of eating, that's clear now. I mean, okay. Yeah, you can give me the mic.
I just want to.
They're saying the recording.
So if it's a falling man,
too, yeah.
But it's not like God became the seed of man to mix with
it. Yes,
no, no. God entered the womb.
So she was like, "Don't have it."
So Mary was still, she still came in the line of the fallen Adam. And so the egg that carried it.
So I want to do that. I'm not sure about the entire. I don't believe that Jesus Christ did not become human at the instance of when he was in the womb. I don't believe that the incarnation is not just a machine. When Jesus Christ was in the womb. I don't believe that he was like a fully human and fully God. I cannot say that Jesus Christ was God and then entered.
Yeah, recording this session 3.
Sorry, entered the womb. And then said.
No, take this.